بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن الناس من يتخذ من دون الله أندادا أندادا يحبونهم كحب الله والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله ولو يرى الذين ظلموا إذ يرون العذاب أن القوة لله جميعا وأن الله شديد العذاب. In the previous ayats, Allah explained the great signs of His existence, His Qudrat. And at the end, Allah Ta'ala said, all those signs are لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يَعَقِلُونَ. These are clear signs for people of intelligence, people who got brains, that they can see very clearly the existence of Allah Ta'ala. Though Allah is hidden, but you can see very clearly the existence of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now in this next ayat, Allah explains the very opposite people, those people who got no brains, who have got no intelligence, and they are so stupid that a person who doesn't know and he thinks he knows, that person should be shunned completely. So these people of this dunya, whether they claim themselves to be great scientists or philosophers or whatever, but if a person doesn't know his creator Allah, he knows nothing whatsoever. If a person doesn't know his destination akhirat, he knows nothing whatsoever. He can think himself and present himself as a very clever and intelligent person, but he's the most stupid person, and they are the last, not even the last people to be followed in any way. So Allah Ta'ala explains here, and this is another very important lesson, that the minute we turn away from what we are supposed to do, the truth, it doesn't remain a vacuum, automatically we go into falsehood. And then eventually a person goes to that extent which at one time he could never imagine also. So what was the right thing? That the one who created us, who is the greatest, most powerful, most kind, most merciful, most compassionate, when a person turns away from him, there is no vacuum. A person goes into wrong things, and then to such wrong things that you cannot imagine. He starts worshipping idols. He starts worshipping stone. He starts worshipping the things which he made with his own hands. He goes to that height of stupidity, and then even more, he wants to prove it right also. And we can see presently also, and we should all take a very great lesson from it, that Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, Hijaz Muqaddas, Saudiya, which was the core of Tawheed and oneness of Allah Ta'ala. But with all the evil and filth taking place now, they have gone to this extent that they are teaching Hinduism in the schools now. In Saudiya, they are teaching this idol worship in the schools now, a thing which nobody could ever imagine. And we should not only be wondering about that, we must worry about ourselves also. If we are not going to worship Allah properly as it is, then we, our progeny, will also go the same route. And that is very, very dangerous. Then a person goes where we today cannot understand that we can worship idols. But if we turn away from Allah and His true worship, eventually it comes to this. Then, and not only that a person worship idols, but he proves it to be right also. And that is the height of stupidity. May Allah Ta'ala save us from that. Allah explains this, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ اور بَعَزْ لُوَبْ وَوْهِ. And there are some of the people, one are those intelligent people who see the clear signs of Allah and turn truly to Allah, who is their maker, who is their nourisher, who feeds them, who clothes them, who gives them their shelter, everything. They see that, but when we don't turn to Him, then we go to the other extent. Amongst people, there are those stupid people. مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. جو بناتے ہیں اللہ کے برابر اوروں کو, and they take other people to be equal to Allah Ta'ala. And as we read in front, not only equal, they give preference to the other things besides Allah Ta'ala. And then not only preference, they start denying Allah completely. A person, if he doesn't be in Tawheed, he goes into Shirk and he associates partners with Allah. Then afterwards he goes into kufr, where he even denies Allah. And now he only believes the idols are the right things. And they are the true things which are, idols can do absolutely nothing whatsoever. You put food in front of them, they can't eat. A fly, a mouse comes and eat, they can't stop it. You put that idol standing, it can't sit down. You let it lie down, it can't stand, it can't do anything for itself. Where is it going to do anything for anyone else? But man's, and the great brains Allah gave insan, then they go completely upside down and in the complete opposite direction. So these people take other things besides Allah as their cause. And then further Allah Ta'ala says, يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ, ان کی محبت ایسے رکھتے ہیں جیسے محبت اللہ کی. The beginning says, they love those idols like they love Allah Ta'ala. The mushriks of Makkah, they should believe in Allah, but they believe that these idols are there to take us closer to Allah. They are our intermediaries. We worship them so that Allah must accept our worship. That was also completely stupid. But then a person goes to the extent where he denies Allah and he says these idols are everything. And to make anything else equal to Allah is the worst thing. And we should also see in our lives our own ego, our own desires, our own way of life which we like. Have we made it equal to Allah Ta'ala's obedience, or have we given it preference to Allah Ta'ala's way? What Allah commands us, are we giving preference to the commands of Allah Ta'ala, or are we giving preference to our own things, our own lifestyle? Which education are we giving preference to? The education of Quran and Hadith, or the worldly education? Are we giving preference to, in our clothing, wearing the clothes of the kuffar? Or are we giving preference to the clothing of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? In all our matters, our lifestyle, we must see who we are giving preference to. It's very easy to pass judgment on other people, on the mushriks, etc. But we should also peep into our own condition. What is our condition? How much do we obey Allah Ta'ala? So when a person is not careful, then the first stage is that he starts loving other things equal to Allah Ta'ala. And as Allah explains in front, then they even go further and they give preference to the other things over Allah. Not only equal, but they give preference to wrong things over Allah. And then comes the stage where they deny Allah and they only believe these false things. And therefore in all our matters also we should be very, very firm on deen and sharia. Abu alayha bin nawajis. We should bite onto it so firmly with our canines as though we were mawless, as though that we will never let it let loose of it. We must hold it fast. The minute we lower our guard, then it's that one thing we have done, one day, one minute we have done, but this leads on to other things. Then eventually we go completely the opposite way. So therefore it's very important that we hold rigidly and firmly onto our deen, otherwise it gets replaced. Just like the Quran Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, a person can be the best hafiz in the world, but if he neglects the Quran Sharif, it is the fasting far more than a camel if you don't tie it and it runs away. Like that the Quran also goes away. Our deen also, if we don't hold on to our deen, then the deen also goes away from us. And the opposite comes into our lives. May Allah guide us to righteousness, proper understanding, and this can be achieved by nothing but the fizzle and kindness of Allah Ta'ala. Therefore, in all our matters, we have to turn to Allah and beg Him for His favors. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.